My father's mother was my Grandma Ida. She lived in the Bronx. But Grandma Ida came to visit us every Friday for dinner, and she often stayed the night. I loved my Grandma Ida, but I was also afraid of her. Now, here are the things I loved about my Grandma Ida. She was not much taller than me, and she had white hair like sea foam. Her skin was like porcelain, with teeny tiny little black and red marks like miniature buttons on her cheeks. Her blue eyes were like the insides of seashells. And my Grandma Ida could cook. She always brought food with her on Friday nights. Latkes, gefilte fish, home-cooked, blintzes, cookies, and boiled chicken like silk. We would always feast on my Grandma Ida's food. Then my parents would go out. My grandma would play cards downstairs. My brother and I could go upstairs and watch TV for hours. But my Grandma Ida often had to sleep in my bedroom. And what frightened me? My little grandma snored as loud as a man. There was once a boy who was considered to be a fool. He lived with his stepmother. She gave him the job of watching the corn that she spread on the threshing floor. Don't fall asleep, or the hens will come in and eat the corn. But he always fell asleep. One day she got so angry that she woke him up and said, "You are nothing but a dreamer." And he said, "Well, I had a remarkable dream." "What was it?" she said. He said, "I was standing with one foot in town and the other foot all the way in Baghdad to the east. The sun was on my right side. The moon was on the left side. My body and my face were covered with stars, and I was wearing a crown on my head." "Give me that dream," said the stepmother. "Oh, no, I can't give you that dream. It's mine. It came and it went." "You are so foolish," she said. "Go away. I never want to see you again." And he left to seek his fortune. He passed by the palace and the king was there.